Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna complicate. Hello everyone, welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. I am here today with an artist that I've known for a long time. He is a friend. I've known him through mutual friends. I'm here with Scotty Dunbar of DMK, his group. Hey, Scotty, are you there?
What's up, George? How are you, dude?
Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. So introduce yourself, your band. You guys have a new song out today, and we will talk more about it. So go ahead.
Yeah, like you said, my name is Scotty Dunbar. I'm from Boston. The song that's coming out today is with my band DMK. It's called Driver Crash. And I'm also a solo artist, so constantly, you know, putting out new music and was playing shows up until like 2020, but we all know what happened.
Yeah.
But those will resume soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily in the meantime, we were able to start recording again. And we actually went down to New Jersey to record this track with Steve Brown. For those that aren't aware, you know, he's a guitar player and Trickster. He's also filled in for Def Leppard and plays in a band called Tokyo Motor Fist as well. So, but so Ted Morell, my guitar player, Jason Draven, the bass player, and I went into the studio to record it. And our drummer, Brian Carl, lives in Nashville, Tennessee. So he cut his drum tracks at his studio in Nashville. And we put everything together. And we cut it last month. And it's coming out today. So
yeah, and I got to listen to it early. I love the song. I love all kinds of genres, so for me, it was a great song. I feel like it really represented a few genres, and I loved it. So you guys did great.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I respect your opinion.
Of course.
So thank you. And sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. So I just wanted to ask you, so when did you first get into the making of music, because you've been doing it solo for a while, and then you guys, you know, all three of you guys came together.
Yeah, I mean, as far as like music, I had my first band when I was 12 years old. You know, we were playing talent shows at, you know, the middle school and, you know, churches and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been in several bands, you know, local bands since I was a kid. And, you know, a solo artist too. I do the solo stuff just so I can do as much as possible as far as putting out music and, you know, doing shows. And, you know, also the DMK stuff. We haven't actually been an active band in 5 years. So this is our first, you know, we're the best of friends, and that's how we met, you know, on the road, like on like little package tour stuff. And you know, we just started talking, became friends. And I had a solo tour that was coming up, like up and down the East Coast for like 2 weeks or so. And I need another guitar player, so I had asked Ted, who is a guitar player in DMK, to be one of my guitar players in my solo band.
Okay.
And we just hit it off, and that's basically after that tour when we're like, okay, let's form a band. And I didn't think of any other drummers you know, I just, Brian Carl, I reached out to him, and, you know, we started talking. He said he was interested, and I said, all right, it's cool, let's go. And we went into the studio and started recording right away.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, as far as a new band at that time, you know, we put out three singles, put out an EP, and we stayed really busy for, you know, a couple of years, you know, touring, and we got, you know, to do some great shows with Bret Michaels, YNT, all kinds of bands.
Yes, yeah. It's awesome.
You know, up and down the East Coast, over to the West Coast. So we had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, with every band, there's, you know, business stuff that, you know, jeopardizes things. And, you know, we want to keep our friendship intact. So we all, you know, stepped aside and, you know, did our own stuff. And, you know, for Brian, you know, that was, you know, session work and stuff like that. And for Ted, he was in a band called Stone Horses and Charm City Devils. And then for me, you know, I had, you know, done the solo stuff and that, and now here we are today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, we knew someday we would record and, you know, hopefully play again. We still haven't done that, but we had started recording some new stuff. I was doing some solo shows, and Ted came up and did one of the shows with me, opening for Mike Tramp from White Lion, and so that was cool. That was like a semi reunion.
Yeah.
And so what we did, we went into the studio, and this is you know, a little bit before all the COVID stuff started. So, and Brian recorded his drums for that track also in Nashville, but after we sat on it for a while, I was like, we can do something, you know, let's do something else. Let's do something a little bit better, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's, you know, Ted had been writing like a madman, and one of the songs that he sent over that he was working on ended up becoming Driver Crash.
I want to talk to you all today about Goalie Gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goalie Gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's GSTILWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. You have been very open about talking about this, and, you know, with my podcast, everyone knows that listens. I'm a big advocate for mental health, and in 2003, you were at that Station nightclub fire. So, you know, I think it was Plasma Films that did a documentary about it. And I did want to just ask you, what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone that is dealing with a tragedy, whether it be, you know, that severe or, you know, a loss of someone that they, you know, that they were very close to?
Yeah, I mean, I had gone down to that show. The band that was playing that night was Great White. It was in West Fork, Rhode Island, where from Boston, it's about like, you know, over a little bit over an hour or so. And I had gone down with my friends, Derek and Gino. And yeah, just going out, like it was like a regular night, going to see one of our favorite bands. That for those that aren't aware, right when Great White went on, pyrotechnics were lit and they had caught, you know, the insulation on the roof and stuff on fire. And, the end result was, you know, the building had burnt down in like 3 minutes or less. So, it spread really, really fast. 100 people had passed away.
Wow.
Two of those individuals were my friends that I was with, Darren and Dina. So I had gotten out by jumping out a window. And yeah, I mean, when the fire started, you know, I remember, you know, just looking Derek in the eyes and, you know, it was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And that was the last I saw, you know, of my friends, you know.
Yeah, wow.
So between the smoke and all that stuff, and, you know, we were also in the front row, so.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, so basically, it's crazy to think it was that long ago, too.
Right.
So, but as far as myself, you know, at first I didn't, you know, just dealt with things the wrong way. And, you know, that was through substances and everything else. But, you know, I'm coming up on, you know, 9 years of being clean.
Yeah, that's sober. Incredible.
So, thanks, man. And, you know, just got myself together after getting sober and, you know, do stuff as far as, like, for my mental health, I do stuff that makes me happy, you know.
That's great.
Whether that's, you know, going to shows, whether it's going to the beach, you know, sitting there like a lazy bum.
Yeah.
It's like, you know. So, I give myself stuff to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's making good. Music, obviously.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And that's very important, you know. One of the, you know, first songs I wrote with my buddy Matt McCardle was, you know, right after the fire, and it was called Memories Never Fade Away.
Okay, yeah.
So, and that was, you know, wrote that, dedicated out to, you know, the 100 souls that, you know, perished that night, and played it every single night for the past 18 years, doesn't matter, you know, every single show. So.
I did want to talk about, of course, music and your love for music. So I want to know, what are your favorite artists?
My top two, I mean, we could go on for like 2 hours with this, but like, I'll give you like my top two, and that's like Bon Jovi and Motley Crue.
Okay.
You know, it's always has been ever since I was a little kid. I mean, Bon Jovi was the first rock band I got into.
Yeah.
Before that, I was listening to, you know, Michael Jackson and, you know, some crony singers that, you know, my grandmother was listening to, whether it be like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. or Mitch Miller or Frank Sinatra. But once I had graduated over to rock and roll, the first band was Bon Jovi. Motley Crue followed. And then like 100 other bands after that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible, like, what music does. Like, it shows you, it, like, guides you to so many different people and different sounds, and it's just, it's an endless pit
of
happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, like, basically, from that point, I just turned my life over to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Don't know if that was such a good thing.
Yeah, well, I think so. It's good music.
Yeah, exactly. Metal my integrity, every promise turns to
lies. But all I need is... So you have your new song out. What is the song about, and what is the meaning of the song?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we were deciding what we were gonna do, you know, Ted had been writing like a madman, you know, sending me like, you know, some demos that he would, you know, they're pretty funny, like cell phone demos. So
yeah,
I always got a kick out of them, and that one, you know. Especially the guitar playing and stuff jumped out at me, and I was like, "Yeah, let's go with this one." And you know, basically, Ted had wrote it about like the band, like you know, our brotherhood and you know, sticking together and
yeah,
you know, our friendship. So, and that's why you know, we're gonna drive the car one more time and we'll see if we crash it.
Well, that's definitely one thing in the music industry. I will say the music industry, really all of the entertainment industry. It's so hard to really stick together. So, you know, even if there are some rough patches, it's great to see, you know, people sticking together or groups sticking together, because this industry will, you know, eat you up and spit you out.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have made a decision and, you know, our brotherhood meant more to us than, you know, the BS that was going on with the business side of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we all stepped aside, like I said earlier, and we just went our separate ways, staying in music, doing our own thing, but we always supported each other, and you know,
yeah,
when the time was right, and like I said, pre-COVID, we were good to go, you know, and you know, we would have been doing shows and had something out already, if not more out. So
yeah,
it makes it a little bit more difficult, like I said, where you have guys that live all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah.
And, you know, Brian, we couldn't have in the studio because he was in Nashville. But I had gone out and visited with him in April. And, you know, he was good to go and cut the drum tracks, sent them over. And like I said, Ted, Jason, and I went in, record the rest, and that's it. We had a blast doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually it's, I don't know, like recording, it's fun, but there's parts of it that are not fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But this time around, it was a whole different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
We had a total blast and, you know, basically laughed the whole time. So.
Yeah, that's, and I definitely could hear it with the song that you guys had, like, a fun time writing it and singing it, because it is a really, it's a great song. I love it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Ted brought that one to the table.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, stuff we've done in the past, it's, you know, it's been, we've had some heavy stuff, we've had ballads, you know, we've never really stuck with, like, one formula.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, even my solo stuff, like, I released, mm-hmm. like, three different things in 2020. One was an EP. One of the songs has me doing a duet, you know, with, you know, a female singer. So...
Yeah.
So it's all over the place, you know. I love all kinds of music. I'm never afraid to, you know, try different things.
Mm-hmm.
But with this song, you know, it's a good summer song. Even though it's coming out at the end of summer, it's still summer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna play it right now. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Where can people find you? Where can people find the band? Keep up with any dates that you guys are, you know, going to go on the road or any shows that are popping up.
Yeah, I mean, we're all on Facebook, okay. You know, Scotty Dunbar, Ted Morrell, Brian Carl, Jason Draven, DMK, you know, and as far as the single, it's available on anywhere you buy or stream music.
Yes. Driver Crash by DMK.
Yes, Driver Crash. We're trying to drive this one. So we don't want to crash.
Yeah.
Again,
no.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get a flat tire or something.
Yeah.
That's all right, you know.
But that's about it.
Yeah. We don't want the engine to go or anything. Or,
yeah.
You know, drive off a bridge or something. I'm not like,
yeah,
you know, get out, record some more stuff, that's a plan, and, you know, do some shows sooner or later.
Yep.
So.
Yep. All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, George.
All right, I will talk to you soon.
Appreciate your time.
We'll be right back.
Turning back.